Wednesday the 17th of November 2010 is a date that will remain etched in the minds of Sheffield Wednesday fans for decades to come.
The lowest point we reached was last month with the winding up petition. That really was an awful state to find ourselves in.
143 years after the formation of this famous old football club, and the Owls were facing the prospect of administration, or worse still, extinction. At approximately 12:51 p.m, a High Court judge in London granted us a lifeline. It was a wake-up call that we simply couldn't afford to miss.
I'm not sure I'm going to be able to do this, but I'm very relieved. But more importantly, I'm very, very angry. This club should not be where it is today.
Absolutely.
Do not believe 28 days. The real deadline is still the 1st of December, when that extra petition comes on board.
This is The Road to Milan.
Hello and welcome to our special programme. I'm Rob O'Neill, a lifelong Owls fan and a freelance journalist. I also commentate on the team for the club alongside John Pearson on Wednesday Player. Coming up during this extended production, we'll be reliving some of the twists and the turns, the agony and the despair that got us to where we are today. But sometimes without the pain, there is no gain. It's quite simply been one hell of a rollercoaster ride following Sheffield Wednesday during the last decade or so. But at last, yes at last, things appear to be looking up. Officially speaking, December the 14th was celebration day as Milan Mandarić's takeover was finally ratified by the club's shareholders at an EGM at Hillsborough.
Well, I don't think that I need to talk about what happened before. It's past and we should forget about that. I think we are all excited what will can expect what happened tomorrow in the next 10 years. So that's really where I'd like to participate and repay some faith and loyalty to these people who were there, who are there today and who are going to be with me in the next future.
So a brand new era of hope and optimism has begun in Sheffield 6. But every journey needs a starting point, and the road to Milan is no different. And funny enough, the most suitable place to go from is almost exactly 2 years to the day of the takeover completion date, as that's when a wind of change first started to blow through the corridors of power at Hillsborough. December the 17th, 2008 was a significant date in the club's history. The Yorkshire Post broke an exclusive that day, claiming the Owls were on the brink of a major cash injection, with further details set to be revealed that night to shareholders at the annual general meeting. As part of the process to secure investment, two new directors were appointed to the board, namely Lee Strafford and Nick Parker.
Part of what we've been selling is a management team in situ in myself, Nick and Howard that represent on the street in Sheffield, strong management that represent a strong identity with Sheffield Wednesday and Sheffield Wednesday fans and allows investors to invest alongside that management team. The principal asset everybody's investing in is the potential of the club. Everybody recognises that. So it's a case of I'm here to try and do what's right for Sheffield Wednesday. When somebody else decides that's not right, then I'm not here.
Strafford was the co-founder of Sheffield broadband provider Plusnet, whilst Parker had 8 years' experience as the finance director at high-tech materials firm Dyson. Within a month of the announcement, Strafford became chairman of the club, whilst Parker assumed the role of chief executive following the departure of Cavan Walker, who'd been deeply resented by the club's fans.
Hiya, my name's Neil Hargreaves. I'm owner and publisher of Owls Talk, which is an independent website set up for Sheffield Wednesday fans, a message board. Thousands of members on there going on, having a chat about Sheffield Wednesday. So everything gets discussed, really, from the politics to the football. Cavan's time at Hillsborough had come very much to an end, I think. Over the years, it had become embroiled in some very bitter battles with the fans, and I think a lot of the time when Cavan was around, it seemed to be about Cavan rather than the club a lot of the time, and I think there was a lot of resentment, a lot of bitterness towards him. And I think once he'd left the club, to be honest, when he did leave the club, the news broke on Owls Talk, and the second that it did, we just got battered. There was loads and loads of hits coming to the website, so it was proof that his removal or his moving on was something that the fans had been looking for. I think it was kind of the reaction that you'd see when a new manager comes to the club when Cavan left.
Strafford and Parker worked tirelessly to push through a takeover, as well as rebuilding bridges with supporters and advertisers who'd lost faith with the club prior to their arrival.
We've been through a bunch of pain at this club. We've restructured everything. We've got it to a place where a Wednesday fan can have an honest, genuine